This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, how one former AOL employee tapped her company's database to contact celebrities and then get ahead in show business. But first, with the presidential election now less than 6 months away, some minority leaders say John Kerry's campaign is not attracting enough Black and Latino voters. In swing states like Ohio, analysts say Kerry will need huge minority turnouts just to come close to defeating President Bush in November. NPR's Janet Babin reports.
John Kerry's Jobs First bus tour through Ohio last week focused his economic message on a region suffering from severe manufacturing job losses. But Ken Dowell, an African American in the crowd, said he was more interested in hearing John Kerry's solution to what he considers an equally pressing problem.
I think any president or anybody who runs, all they always say is, we're going to create jobs. That pacifies everybody, but the real issue is, what are you going to do about education? And I think that that's what we need to look more into.
Democratic political consultant Arnold Pinckney says that voters like Ken Dowell aren't always motivated by the same issues that appeal to whites. He says many Blacks care more about getting health care than about prescription drug plans, and worry more about increased security in their neighborhoods than about the latest developments in the war in Iraq. Pinckney, who chaired Jesse Jackson's campaign for president in 1984, says the Kerry campaign should have tailored its recent Cleveland visit to minority concerns. Pinckney worries that the campaign is taking the Black vote for granted.
The Kerry campaign has not found a way to reach out and involve the African American community or African American political leadership in their campaign at the policymaking level.
But campaign officials point out that Kerry recently named African-American Ohio Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones as co-chair of the Democratic National Committee. Kerry's Ohio chairman, Jim Rivelo, says the campaign is working effectively with every constituency. His own home base of Toledo has a growing population of Latinos, and Rivelo says they're involved in the campaign on every level.
I don't see, and I certainly haven't heard of any major problems. I think there's this expectation, though, that we're October. Why isn't our phone ringing? Why isn't our door being knocked on? It's not. It's May. We're going to do all those things, and we're going to get to them.
This is the earliest the Democrats have ever wrapped up a competitive fight for the nomination, says Kerry's national campaign co-chair, Congressman Harold Ford of Tennessee. Ford defends Kerry's message, calling it universal.
I'm Black, but I happen to think that Blacks and whites and Hispanics pretty much all want the same thing. And we will not develop individual messages for any group. We will come with one single message.
But Wayne State University professor Ron Brown says one message for all candidates is not enough. He says if white constituents believe a candidate is targeting the needs of African Americans, research proves that some white voters will turn to another candidate at the ballot box.
Once you put African Americans in the equation, or if they think the policies are going to benefit African Americans, you have much lower support. So the race divide in this country is deep. I mean, it is extremely deep.
In addition to bridging that divide, Brown says Kerry will have to instill hope into the lives of the working poor.
We have elections that come and go, and people have go out to African-American churches, and they hobnob with African-American leaders. African-American leaders talk back and forth with white leaders such as Kerry. And on the ground, nothing changes for poor people in this country.
At the same time, analysts say Kerry must reach out to middle-class minorities. So far, political consultant Arnold Pinckney says he hasn't seen those populations respond to Kerry's message.
They might be opposed to Bush, but I'm not seeing any enthusiasm for them to turn out and vote. And a low turnout of African-American voters can only work against the campaign of John Kerry.
Pinckney says the Kerry campaign will get a high percentage of the African-American vote without even trying. But in order to get the high minority turnout they need to win, the campaign has to start courting such voters yesterday. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.